Well,
Hi
okay.
everyone, this is Explore Education today, and we're presenting the EE Talks. So you can see over here, or over here, no, it's over there. I have a guest, I'll introduce in a moment. I like to have fun with this, you know? People, we need to start laughing a little bit more, but I have this great thing here. It's always backwards, but you can see there's a post here that's on Facebook, and it's under homeschooling resources. And the person's asking this question, homeschool reflections. What level of success are we aiming for? How high am I expecting my child to go? And what things will they need to know in the current environment to survive? I think these are three great questions. So I asked my guest, my guest. I asked her to come on with me because she made a post on here that I really liked. I'll introduce her in one moment. What I'd like to do first is I ended up, I saw the post right away. So I commented, aim for as much as you can to get your child to learn, not to just totally understand it or regurgitate it. That's a big thing here in China and overseas, but especially China. Memorize, take a test, forget, move to the next thing. I was in a university. They were giving, I got to tell her this too. I'll introduce her in a minute. I can't believe it. They were doing 100 words a week. Memorize, understand what they mean, take the test. Next week, this is in university, 100 words, take a test, forget them. I would rather give a student 10 words a week, memorize them, use them, take a test, then the next week, add on to that 10, and then use them, take another test, then forget the first 10, and then, you know, take it as a tier of where we're actually learning and using the words.
100%.
Right? Doesn't it make sense? So I, but my big thing is, but truly let your child experience as many things as they can learn. Basically, I wrote a lot. You can see, can I get that up there? I have a new camera too. All that I wrote.
No. Okay. Yeah. You wrote a lot more than I did.
I do voice to text, so it works better.
Yeah.
And this is Miss Becky. She is from where?
Arizona in the United States.
Oh, where in Arizona?
Just outside of Phoenix.
Okay. Yeah. I used to live in Phoenix ages ago.
Okay.
Something like 30 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. It's changed a lot.
yeah. Definitely has changed. Yeah, I know Arizona. So we're both from the US. Yeah, most people that know me know I'm from the US. And she also has a web group on on Facebook. Can you
website and
yourself?
A group?
Yeah.
Can you introduce yourself? So yeah, my name is Becky Ogden, and I have my website is Your Confident Successful Homeschool, and that's the name of my Facebook group as well. I have to say I haven't been very active in my own group lately, but that is because my son is back on leave from the Coast Guard, and I am enjoying his company tremendously. Right now, he is out in my living room with his sisters watching, I think, All Dogs Go to Heaven, you know, revisiting the childhood. Aww. So,
oh, that's great. I love movies. Movies are a great way to learn language, mm-hmm. especially local slang.
Right.
Sometimes things you shouldn't be learning. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I didn't post very much on that thread that you're talking about, but that thread that you're talking about ruffled my feathers for particular reasons that maybe if you as you read my comment, you might be able to tell. Anybody who knows me well will know why that original post kind of ruffled my feathers.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah, I've got it here now. Okay. What Becky wrote basically was, how do my children define success for themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Great question. This is what we have to start looking at is the students. So I'm going to go to the whole school spectrum here. Is what do the students, what are they expecting? What do they need? And how do we reach them? I did on my podcast, the video will be going up soon, about a boy who had an outburst at school with the teacher. And he was very professional about it. But he told her, like, you're not reaching us. giving us a packet of work does not teach us. So that reminds me of that. You've got to find out what are the children expecting and how to reach them. For homeschooling, it's a lot easier because you're dealing with your children. Well, that makes
you
it
think
hard.
A I know, lot that of makes parents it hard. Are still duplicating the what they know from school.
Exactly. Exactly. The bad habits they've learned from school. School has got to change. Just to give a little thing, I'm here in China, and I thought over the last 3-4 years, I'm going to find my dream school. I have to admit, when I do work, I make great money, great package, housing, you know, medical benefits, all this stuff. And I have not been able to find one good school. When they pay you that, they don't want what they want. They just want you to follow their things. And there's a lot of bullying and nonsense. And they don't define anything by the children. It's by the parents. Yeah. So it's very different here. And in the US, because these are some of the things I was trying to instill, is how do we reach these kids? What level of success are my children aiming for? Again, the children, right?
Yes.
So what is your child aiming for? They're all grown except one.
Okay. So I have three children. My oldest is my only boy. He's 23. He is active duty Coast Guard. And I am really not allowed to talk much about his work. His work is top secret kind of work.
I get
in his
it.
Field, I get, yes. So
my dad was in the military for a while.
Yeah. So, I mean, his job isn't, you know, the job title isn't secret, but, you know, anybody could see it by looking at his uniform, but he wants me not to talk too much about that. So all I can say is he's in the Coast Guard. He is very well suited for the work that he's doing. And he absolutely loves it. And he's very, very successful. I can go into, you know, some measures of success, for that.
How do you think he got there?
How did he get there? I mean, so my son is 23, and when from the time he was very, very little, like 3 or 4 years old, he wanted to end up in federal law enforcement. Wow. Initially, he thought that he would go into the Marine Corps via Annapolis Naval Academy. And he worked toward that until he was 15. And the summer that he was 15, we went to the West Coast, the East Coast, and visited all of the academies. And while we were there, he realized that in order to get through the academy successfully, he would have to take an enormous amount of math. And he's not, he doesn't like math.
Yeah.
He can do it in context. He can do it as a means to an end, but he didn't want to devote 4 years of his life in a highly regimented, environment where he wasn't going to have a lot of time to do anything and also have to spend time working on something that wasn't a strength.
See, this is the thing we need to bring out in our children. What do they want? What do they need? What is their goal? Many children don't have goals though, right?
Well, I mean, maybe we also need to give our children permission to quit, to pivot. I could have pressured him into continuing, but I didn't want to because it's not my life. So at that point, then he decided that, he's like, officer, not academy, not for me. What am I going to do now? And I talked to him about the Coast Guard because the Coast Guard is a federal law enforcement agency. It's under the Department of Homeland Security rather than the Department of Defense. And as he got through his high school years, he looked more and more and more into that. He had very, very non-traditional high school years, and we can talk about that in a minute if you want. Ultimately, he began the process to enlist when he was a senior in high school, or what would have been a senior year in high school. And he had a bunch of hurdles to overcome with the enlistment process. One of them being, being homeschooled, another a medical thing that didn't actually end up being a thing, but it was a thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
and then we had a family crisis, and he put his enlistment plans on hold to stay home while we were going through the problems at home. And while he was doing that, he was offered the opportunity of a lifetime. And that was that if he could get admission, he had a full ride scholarship to Hillsdale College.
Oh, that's excellent.
And I watched my son struggle with that because he knew that that was the traditional path. You know, you go from high school to college to a good job. And he had this opportunity to have his education paid for at an elite school that he knew he would like, but it wasn't going to bring him any closer to his dream of getting into federal law enforcement. So I watched him struggle. There were some things that he needed to do in order to get admission into Hillsdale because he'd had a very non-traditional high school experience. And so he was missing some requirements and stuff. And he wasn't doing it, you know, and this particular child, when he wants something, he's relentless. And so I finally, after letting him flounder and struggle, I sat down with him and I was like, honey, you don't want this. I can tell you don't want this because you're not doing the work. And he said, but I should want it. And I'm going to let people down, you know, firstborn and all, you know? And I gave him permission. Oh, he seemed to need permission to release himself from other people's expectations and then go and do what he wanted to do. And he ended up having to do pretty much exactly the same thing to get enlisted into the Coast Guard as he would have had to do to, you know, start the process to go to Hillsdale. But as soon as it was aiming toward the Coast Guard, he was all in. He was doing what needed to be done and, you know, whatever.
Did he ever go to university?
He has, I think he's probably got he's got probably about 30 college credits right now between the college credits that he earned right after high school to get into the Coast Guard as a college student instead of a homeschooled student. Right. And then, you know, going through the Coast Guard thus far, he's gotten some college credit equivalency from, you know, work and classes that he's done.
Yeah, to me, this is a bit of a problem in the world. Universities used to be if you need to be an engineer, a doctor, all these different specialized things, a lawyer, you need to learn special skills. It's almost like a trade school of universities. But now it's like, oh, let me be a marketing manager. Oh, I need to have my bachelor's degree, my master's degree. I can get a better job. But all it is to me is more of a money-making machine. I hate to put it that way.
Oh, definitely. Not everybody should go to college. Now, my son will need a college degree. And actually he is planning on both a master's and a doctorate on the government's dime while he's still active duty in the Coast Guard. My son is very book smart. He's very intellectual and absolutely brilliant. And that's fine for him to go and do that. He's taking a little bit of a different route to get there. But for him, it's a necessity. My oldest daughter is almost 20 and she doesn't need a college degree to do what she's doing. And so I am encouraging her very strongly to not pursue that unless or until that changes. If she needs it, then she'll go out and she'll do the work to get in.
Yeah. And that's a problem. You kind of almost need that bachelor's degree nowadays. Like for me to come over to China or anybody, you have to have a bachelor's degree or you can't get in. You can't get a working visa, which is ridiculous because you could have worked 10, 20 years in a certain field and then get the opportunity to come here. But if you don't have that degree, you can't get a working visa. Like maybe you're doing something in a chemical company. Maybe you didn't need the degree to get the job. You worked your way up to something. You're not a chemist, but you're an executive or somebody in that company. You can't come to this country without the bachelor's degree. Why? You've already proven yourself. You're there. You know, these are some of the things that really bother me still now. Because it's almost like we're forcing people to have to get more expensive and expensive degrees, put themselves in debt so much. But this is a success story. Becky's son has done a lot to get his dream. But then what do you think about kids that don't have their dream ready?
Well, I mean, who does? Realistically speaking, how many adults are, how often are adults changing their careers?
Yeah, exactly.
How many times do we have to pivot? How many times do we have to go back and, or not go back, but go and find new knowledge and new skills to either reinvent ourselves or keep up?
I did that when I came here. I was in business and I was an executive in a company, and then they closed because of the dot-com era. So I'm like, what do I want to do? What do I want to do? And I ended up coming to China. Sadly, I should have left a couple of years ago, but I have my talent bird here, and I have a great life when I work. But the last 2 years, especially since COVID, have been the worst. And about a year before that, everything's changing in the world. Matter of fact, right now, the Chinese government is doing a complete overhaul of the educational system. They've gotten they're starting to get rid of the training schools and different things like that because the people are not qualified, or they're just into the money. And that's the problem with a lot of these international schools. I just worked for Repton School from UK, has a cooperative here in China. And that school was horrible. We've had 30 teachers leave, this and that. They're bringing in kids that don't want an education, that shouldn't be there, saying that they speak English and they don't. And then the last job I just went to, the board of directors wants one thing. The people working there kind of want a different thing. They just don't want to be bothered. Just do their jobs, collect their money, and get more people in. So this is the problem with education in many countries. We've got Vietnam, Indonesia, and all these things over here. Then we got the UK, the US, where kids are getting a good education in school. But now I'm hearing also, your face just said it. You think they're getting a good education. And again, I want to go back to the podcast. Please, I'm on Podbean, exedutoday.podbean.com. Please go there. The video, I think next week I'm going to start posting the videos. This child was saying about wanting an education and not getting it, and the teachers becoming more complacent, and they have to do so much work outside of school and this and that, and create the lesson plans. I'm also now seeing in the homeschooling, people are pulling them out and realizing they can't read well. There's many things they don't do. Like one of my
coercive education doesn't work.
No, it's not working anymore.
It doesn't work anywhere. It's not how human nature is.
We need to develop with the times. One of my biggest things here is have the curriculum done for the teachers. So if you all want to be on the same page, every school in the district following the search for US Common Core or something, you have the basic lesson plan there and let the teacher build from that. Then they have more time to deal with the students. And don't push that you have to be on a certain page by a certain time. Say so much needs to be done by then. I remember algebra, ninth grade, high school, many years ago. We were taught, we went to the teacher about less than a month in, and I was always the instigator. So it's like me and a couple people. And I'm like, listen, can we go back to the beginning? Because none of us understand it. And there's a couple people standing there, and I'm like, none of us get it. And he made a comment that now I understand. No, I cannot. We have to be on a certain page by a certain time. It's the rule. It's the way it has to be. And I didn't understand that. I was like, what do you mean? Now, again, this is education. I figured it out years later. Oh, the government saying you must do this doesn't matter if we're learning anything. Right. So the teacher's dilemma is I have to be here by then. And if I've lost you, there's no way to go back and get you unless you're doing tutoring. So this problem was 30, 40, 50, 50, 50, 40 years ago. These problems were there already. So I'm understanding now what I'm seeing the parents post. It's crazy. These kids can't do basic things.
Well, coercive compulsory education doesn't work, in my opinion.
It doesn't.
And I speak out against coercive compulsory education when I can, including in the homeschooling community, because I don't believe in it.
Yeah.
I think children should be allowed to learn the same way we learn as adults. As adults, we
and
first
as children,
have to
Children learn outside of school. You know what I mean? And they learn when they're at home with you, when they're babies and younger. We need to go back to this type of learning.
Yeah. We've got to first recognize a need or a desire to learn something. And then we have to go find the resources or materials to learn it. And then we study or practice until we're satisfied. And then we move on to the next thing. And that works with human motivation, with human nature, with how we know people are motivated and how we know people learn. But nobody, well, now I'm not going to say nobody because I do it, but a lot of people don't want to allow their school-age children to learn that way.
Yeah. And the thing is, you can add in some of the things they need to learn to go to college and to do things. Like you see the dilemma that her son was having a little bit too sometimes, that there needs to be this extra education to get into university. So make sure you follow those things. But then the treat is the child gets to figure out what they want to do. IB, International Baccalaureate Program, which, by the way, please sign my protest sheet. It's on my webpage.
I saw about that.
Yeah. The other school here where I'm living right now is going for IB as well for all levels, and they don't qualify. They've lied about being an IB school. They've already broken rules. They're doing things they shouldn't be doing, and they don't care about IB. They just want it on there to get people to come to their school. This is wrong. IB, if you hear me one day, somebody that's a leader there, listen, you've got to stop giving it to everyone. It's not special anymore. And you're making a ton of money. You can deny some people. You're non-for-profit. UN's governing you. UN, if you hear me right now, you need to do something about this. You stopped them from selling 5 years ago or so. You need to stop this kind of nonsense, which when I get back to the USA, I'm going to be doing some more stuff on that. Believe me. Sorry. I did my little blurb there, my outburst, but it's true. IB has some really great things. And at the last school I was at, I was talking about EYFS from the UK because they give some good tools for the teachers and parents to understand their children and things. Well, this school didn't like it and other things transpired and whatnot. But within a week, they were mad at me. Yet the board of directors agreed with me because we'd save money on the next school, blah, 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 crazy. And it's like, you take the tools you can. IB is meant to put things into it, but IB follows the children. When I was lecturing at the universities, Zhongshan Dashui, Nanfang Dashui here, I worked in the doctor's programs and stuff. And I went where my students went. I would teach them something the old fashioned way, kind of lecturing and doing things. But then I'd go, okay, now let's do some group work. Now let's do some debating. Now, and I just follow them. If they want to talk about robots, technology, looking human, and taking jobs, I go there. If they want to talk about this, but then we go in another direction about the actual technology behind it, or let them follow their passion. This is how they're going to figure out what they want to do in life too.
Yeah.
I went off there. I have to do that a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I mean, in regards to college and stuff, you know, it's, you know, not every kid should go.
Yeah.
And the kids that want to, then you can partner with your kids and figure out what they need to do in order to get into college. And then it's their agenda rather than yours driving them toward college. I would not
repeat that. That's brilliant.
What?
Partner with them to follow what you need. If you're homeschooling, especially, but also if they're in regular school, ask them, what do you think you really need to get in there and work with them? Now, if you're doing the traditional education in school, you'll follow them, but help them so they're more motivated to get things done in school. For homeschooling, different story. You can take a different path, which is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So basically what she just said, perfect. I think that's brilliant.
It's a philosophy about life, about learning, about trust and freedom and empowerment and agency. If somebody doesn't have agency, you know, the ability to make decisions for themselves, they've got nothing. And you can't all of a sudden give a kid agency at 18 and expect him or her to be able to make great decisions if they've never had any practice making any meaningful decisions for themselves.
And they have to. That's part of the learning process now, especially. They have got to start learning how to make decisions for themselves. Why is this not working? I wanted to, if I can get this here, I might do what is wrong with my computer? Oh, I know. My iPad was laying on my keyboard. Keep talking for a minute. Let me ask you a question. I'm going to try to pop up a video and then maybe we can do a shared screen, show it to the people about education and what's happening today. I think it really fits our topic. And I love this guy. He's brilliant. So now your younger child, what's happening there?
I've got two. My oldest daughter's 20 and my youngest daughter is 13. And I've always homeschooled, so I don't have any frame of reference for any of the schooling, you know, the traditional schools and stuff. Always.
Oh, now here's an expert. That's great.
Yeah. I've always homeschooled. I started homeschooling the year my son turned 5. He missed the cutoff to start kindergarten that year. And so rather than endure another year of preschool, he was in a play-based fun preschool, 2 mornings a week, 2 days a week for 2 hours. And wow, it was dreadful. He loved it. It was fun, but it wasn't long enough to go do anything. And it was too long to stay there. And I was just sick and tired of it. It was getting in the way of all the fun things I wanted to do with my kids. So rather than do another year of that, I decided I would take that year and try homeschooling. And see if I was cut out for it. Cause I wasn't one of those people that held my newborn baby and went, oh, I'm going to homeschool. You know, it's just, that's not how it worked. Yeah. But at the end of, that year, he already knew everything that he'd need to know at the end of kindergarten and a lot of the stuff that he'd need to know at the end of first grade. And I went, ooh, he's going to be obnoxious if I put him in school. And so I decided I would homeschool him again. And it's just a year by year thing that, you know, kept going. I turned into an unschooler when I got tired of fighting with my kids about their schoolwork. Why should I fight with my kids about their schoolwork? It's their stuff. It's their
learning.
That's
what everybody, teachers, parents, schools, everyone, you have to fight with the kids to do the homework.
That's because you're taking a coercive approach to education and it doesn't work. So, you know, I mean, if you don't want to fight with your kids about their schoolwork, don't fight with your kids about your schoolwork. It's that simple and that difficult. I refuse to do it. I told my littlest one who was rolling around on the floor when she was 7 going, I don't want to do my typing, which she had asked for, by the way, that I wasn't going to tell her she had to do it. And she, you know, she's like, why not? And I was like, because I'm not going to make you do it so that you can complain about it.
Yeah.
And she's like, how did you know? You know, because I know you.
I know. I need that motivation. And then I complain too. I know that feeling.
If you decide you're going to do it, you decide you're going to do it. And then do it with a decent attitude. If you decide you're not going to do it right now or at all, that's fine. But own it. Make the decision and figure it out. So, you know, I just.
Oops, sorry. Somebody on Facebook was just asking what happened to us. And I told them we'll be back later with the video. I'll learn how to use that. I have no clue. They just completely changed it since last night. Real quick, what I want to do is I'm going to do a screen share, everyone. And I'm going to bring on this video that I think really captures what we're saying. Let me go back to the beginning. Let me stop it. Okay, so we're going to do a quick screen share and then we'll be right back. Screen share. Okay, everyone, sorry, I'm trying to figure out how to use all this stuff on Zoom also. Let me go full screen with this if I can. Can I? Yes. Wait. I'm going to start from the beginning. There we go. Becky, that look okay?
Yeah, as far as I can tell. Can't
this
hear
is a
anything.
Powerful.
Oh, there we go.
And there we are. Yeah.
Nope, can't hear anything.
Do you see it?
I can see it, but I can't hear anything.
Oh. Uh-oh. You can't hear it?
Nope.
Why won't it? Hang on. Since we're on here, I can. There's nothing here for that. And it really is not as powerful without the sound. Oh, I know. Can you hear it now?
Nope.
Darn it, I didn't want to have to cut the video. Now I'm going to have to. Okay, people, we're still learning how to use this, so I may not cut this out, but what I'm going to do is play this from the beginning. You're going to have to read it, but it's on my timeline. And I will eventually post this into the cast as well. Why can't you hear? You know why? It's because I'm on the microphone.
Yep.
Now we're stuck. I thought this was going to be easy.
Nothing's ever easy. Come on.
Right. I'll play this from the beginning and I'll give a blow by blow. How's that sound? You're in school. Your son's a failure. He's not passing. Now, you know what? I think what I'm going to do is add this at the end.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Let me shut it off. I can't get this shut off. Let me, and it's a shame. Everyone, we might leave this in here so you get the idea of what video you're looking for. I just stopped the screen share because I'm not sure how to get you the audio on that. It's very powerful. I'll tag it on at the end of the video. So just video magic, pretend that it was here. How's that sound? But have you ever seen that video?
No.
It is powerful. Basically, I love this guy. It's about teachers always telling people, you're a failure, you're this, you're that. I've actually tried to get my schools for the staff to change the way they talk to kids. You're not a failure. A failure is an event. It's a thing. It's not you. You didn't do well. You can do better. There are different words that we can use. And the problem is parents out there, got a thing for you. You always sit there and turn around and say to a child, oh, you're dumb. You failed. You did this. You did that. No, these are events. These are things that happen in people's lives. The more you put someone down and use negativity towards them, the worse they're going to be. Use guiding words. Do like, this is not so good, but you can do better. Don't worry. Let me help you. These are the things we need to be saying to kids. I don't know how you feel about things like this, but to me, I think the schools need to change their words. You don't call a student a failure.
I've never had my kids in school. And so yeah. I don't, I wouldn't be able to speak knowledgeably about what goes on in.
But you don't talk to them like that, right?
Oh, of course not. Because that's just not, it's not nice. First of all,
we do it all the time too.
It doesn't do anything beneficial.
Yeah.
Even
in work, like when you turn around and say, this is dumb, this won't work. Hey, from the best dumb ideas come the best inventions, because they're not dumb. Anything is something. And we may think that it's not worthwhile. I rather have people ask me questions than not. And again, I'm going to play the video at the end of this. I'll tag it on. Hope Prince EA or whatever, however you pronounce your name, you don't mind, but I want people to see this. This was made quite a few years ago before COVID and everything, when homeschooling became very important. But change your words, change the way you talk to kids. And another thing, don't fight in front of kids, whatever age they are. Don't let them hear you. This is another negativity they pick up on. I have parrots. I have a big African gray I'm losing now because when I leave the country, and that bird was picking up me saying something I shouldn't be saying, but I'm mumbling at home. And then all of a sudden the bird said it. And I said, where did you learn this? And then later that day, I said it out loud, realizing, oh, I'm saying it. thinking, how did you get that? Because it was frustrating
right.
for months. So next thing I know, I'm saying it out loud. So we have to be very careful what we do and say around kids. And homeschooling, you're home all the time. If you get frustrated,
True. Not home all the time.
Oh, you're not. Yeah,
I was gone a lot with my kids.
Oh, good. That's great. And then also I noticed too, there's a lot of homeschooling activities for kids now too, to go out and do things.
Tons.
Let me, we'll finish up in maybe 5-10 minutes. Okay. Let me go back. I know I have a few people sitting here saying they really wanted to come on and watch this, and but I'll post it after.
Yeah, and people can ask, you know, if they want to, you know, you can tag me if somebody wants to ask me questions. I'm happy to answer whatever questions they want to ask. So
I'll do that at the end too, as I'll have a thing of who you are and what your group is. So join her group on Facebook. You're homeschooling definite. If you just have questions, good idea to join these groups. We learn a lot. We never stop learning. Saved pages. Let me find the post again. There was one other thing that I think you said. Just want to go back. So many people. Actually, let me go to this person. This other person on the post, I didn't ask her to use her name, so I'm not going to, but she stated, as you can see, each parent is different. And that's a key thing too. I think that there should be, for me, I think that I'm saying there should maybe be some type of real resources from the government to help the home parents, and also other resources from people like me or you, where we can have and guide people, have like a little course you can do, like a Udemy or something, maybe how to do things, maybe some of the tips, ideas. Hence, that's why I'm doing my podcast also. It's for homeschooling, education, tips for parents, all kinds of things like that. And I do that for free.
Now, I personally don't want resources from the government. I want the government to stay out of my homeschooling.
Yeah.
I want them to leave me alone. I want them to let me raise my children and educate my children the way that I see fit.
I mean, guidelines like, here are some resources you can use. Here's what they're going to need to get in college. Here are some tips and ideas from parents, you know, around whatever. Have something where you can go and say, this is what they'll need for university. This is what they'll need for this. This is what the standards are at school. So these are the important ones.
That information is all available.
It is.
You know, I mean, it'll vary from, you know, university to university, what their requirements are, and especially for homeschooled students. And each state in the U.S., has a homeschool group, a state homeschool group. And so they've got lots of resources on there.
Did not know
that's
that.
All available online. And then there are lots of people like me that, you know, do work with new and struggling homeschoolers to help them figure stuff out. I prefer the government leave me alone. You know,
yeah. I get it. I hear a lot of people like just asking, where do I go? What do I do? How do I do this? And the government
that's
has
a problem.
Resource and can hire people like you or me or somebody to be working there to have a website where you can go get questions answered.
But the government doesn't want people homeschooling. That's the problem. They want people in their schools.
True.
So they're not going to do that. But the fact that people have all these questions and they haven't taken it upon themselves to find the answers. And the answers for the most basic questions about how to start homeschooling are readily available if they just do a Google search. The fact that they have all these questions and haven't bothered to find the resources themselves speaks to me about maybe some poor research skills, a lack
sometimes
of agency.
Google doesn't give you what you're looking for because you're not punching in the right words. Yeah. I actually have had that happen. And then
how
to
homeschool will give you tons.
Yeah. How to homeschool. Yeah. Okay.
That'll
so there's our tip for that. How to homeschool, and you'll find resources under Google.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that, I hate to say this, I think the same thing sometimes. I'm like, somebody goes in a group and it's a basic question, you know, whether it's about birds or animals or homeschooling or whatever. I'm like, how come they don't Google it?
Because they're lazy.
I know.
They want somebody else to tell them the answer.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Yeah.
They probably learned that in school because that's what happens. They wait for people to spoon feed them information.
You're right. I'll be honest. I wondered that question sometimes. Sometimes I'll answer somebody something and I'm like thinking, how come they just don't Google it? But then I know every once in a while I'll Google something and I'm just not typing the right thing in. So mm-hmm. different things are coming up yeah. or one of the key words is more important yeah. to the Google search. So it shows me things that are only related to that. Yeah. yeah. So Google is a great source. Retype in what you're looking for in different ways till you find what you're looking for.
Exactly. I've taught Mike, I mean, the most important thing you can teach your children, I think, as far as homeschooling goes, is how to ask and re-ask questions. Yes. Reframe until you find the information you're looking for.
You know, here in China, I've been here for 15 years, 16 years. And the last few years, last 3-4 years have been horrible. The schools have been getting worse and worse. The owners, the board of directors. And the key thing is I ask a lot of questions about in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, this is my problem here. It's everybody loves me at first, but then if I ask too many questions, they're like, mm-hmm. you're bringing up problems. And it's like, no, these are questions. What are we doing? Or we have an issue. We need to find a solution. Mm-hmm. But in China, they actually, and this is from school. You just gave me now I know exactly the reason. It's coming from the schools. Because they're not allowed to be themselves. Their parents are pushing them to take tests and to succeed that way. And then go into a university that's high end and all these things. And to pass mm-hmm. tests, it's regurgitating mm-hmm. material, regurgitating answers. We have the internet. That's one of the things I like about the video I tried to show. Is he speaks about that. We have the internet. We can find any answer we want. We don't need to memorize it anymore. We don't need right. to go to a library. We don't need to hunt and hunt and hunt for answers. We have them right here. Like we said, Google search. Mm-hmm. And, but the thing that's interesting is I was talking to a mentor on a system just a week or two ago, and they didn't want to be my mentor anymore. And I realized-
Did you ask too many questions?
Asking questions. Or giving information. Now, I never asked her reply to me immediately or anything, but these are the things to think about when we talk. They don't want to do the work. They're lazy. Mm-hmm. And this is a global issue. We have an epiphany. This is a global issue. This really is. Because we're putting kids in schools and kids are becoming the adults that are supposed to take care of us now. And they have no clue how. They just know what they were taught in school. And like you said, they keep following these same patterns. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's horrible. I'm going to look right at the camera. Yeah. You. I'm looking at you, parents, schools, leaders. It's true. We talk here all the time. We have I used to have a bunch of groups and things. And I've been moving around China now, north and all that. Hi.
What's up?
Homeschool? Homeschool student?
Are you a homeschool student, honey?
Unschooled.
She's an unschooled student.
Oh, she's your middle.
She's my little.
Oh, little. Okay. So homeschooled, right?
Yes, she's homeschooled, but she's also unschooled.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. So homeschooling, we know this works. Taking care of your kids, being with them work definitely works. But going to school, like I said, you just gave me the answer to the age-old question here. Because three schools ago, I was at a school. They were doing very well. They had thousands of students. And when I would walk down to the primary, I was their international principal for this one mm-hmm. division, mostly high school. But I was dealing with primary to middle to there. And there was only a few classes down at the lower. I would walk down and you would see teachers yanking students, yelling at them. No one's smiling. They'd be outside the lunchroom. They're yelling at students like this. And it's just, it's bullying.
Yeah. Do you want to go to school, Jillian? Why not? What do the schools nearby us look like to you?
Prison.
It's funny. Somebody posted a picture like that and said the canteens look the same and all that for the prisons. Yeah. Yeah. I think that the schools, government schools could offer us more. They have the tools and the resources, but they don't give it to the teachers. They don't let the schools be a little more. That's why international schools sometimes are better. But then again, they're looking at money. Mm-hmm. So on this note, We'll tie it up here. I'm going to see if you have any final thoughts, but I just had the epiphany of what's going on globally is that we're breeding a bunch of people that don't know how to communicate, don't know how to answer questions, don't know how to just be normal.
To take the initiative. You're lazy.
Give me, and you know, I hate to say it, UK, US and things, you know, fast food, fast this, fast that. Everything has to be given to you and given to you quickly. This is wrong. Here in Asia, especially China, other countries are a little different, is there's a lot of bullying that goes on. These people grow up to be the bosses. And guess what? They're bullies. I was just bullied at my last two schools. Actually, three.
That's terrible.
I was bullied. My school that's here in Xiamen, the Repton one, 30 people quit. One guy quit who had a two-year contract and moved to Korea because he didn't want any problems from the school. Yet he had no problems with the school. But they were so bad that he's like, I need to get out of here. The American guy teaching history. So do you have any final thoughts? And also talk about your group real quick.
I mean, my group is small. It's your Confident Successful Homeschool. And it's just, you know, I've been homeschooling a lot of years. I've been homeschooling since 2003. And it's just a place to, you know, I get a lot of people asking me questions about homeschooling and in particular unschooling, which is a different thing than homeschooling. And I put the group together to provide answers, you know, to help people who have questions and stuff. I'm active in a lot of homeschool groups on Facebook and I answer a lot of questions. It's something that I am, you know, well-versed in. And so I'm happy to talk to people about it anytime it comes up.
Let's get you. I saw on Facebook, I think I can link you as a.
You can tag me. Yeah.
But also list your group or something. I don't know. Facebook is changing everything. That's why we're not on there right now going live because they changed the whole system since actually yesterday.
I mean, I can send you the link to the Facebook group later.
Yeah. And then what I'll do is I'll tag you on mine also. Yeah.
But
I've only got about 200 people in mine.
Yeah. People, you know, to join my group, people should be homeschooling at least one school age child. It's not a, you know, exploring homeschooling kind of group or a group for, I mean, if people have kids in school and homeschooling, that's fine. Yeah. But it's homeschool specific. So
remember, if you're homeschooling, definitely. And I'll make sure I have put the link on my group too. Go there. And then it'll be at the end of the video. Remember, stay for all the credits at the end of the video. And I'll tag in the video that we tried to show, but the audio wasn't working. And I think, guys, we're going to start posting the videos on the podcast soon. And once we do that, we'll use that system. Then we can do everything we need to do. Okay. Thank you very much, Miss Becky, for coming on. Thank your daughter
for
coming on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's the life of a homeschooling mom who also works from home. You know, my kids come in and out. Well, I mean, not my kids, my older two don't. But my youngest comes in and out periodically. She'll sit behind me like she did here now.
Yeah.
On my classes sometimes and calls and stuff. And it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So,
this is great. I think we learned a lot today. I learned a lot. I can't believe it's a thing like a lot of us, the foreigners here talk about the schools. And you gave me the answer. It's coming from them, what they've learned in school. It's
I don't want to vilify school children. You know,
saying that these habits, it's not whether they're good or bad habits, but some of them are bad habits. Mm. Like the idea of being a little lazier, wanting the answers given to us, not wanting to have to do too much work to get a result. These are the things that people don't think of as education. And this is part of the education.
So some of that though comes from their families too.
Yeah.
You know, does your family value that kind of stuff? You know, I mean, my godchildren go to public school. My goddaughter still goes to school. She's the only one that's young enough to go, you know, still be in school, K-12. But my godson's in college now. But they are both very bright, very ambitious, very motivated children who, you know, take it upon themselves to do the same kinds of things that my kids do. But their parents value the same things that I do. It's just where their children are getting their education and how they're getting it that's different.
Yeah.
So, you know, it comes down to the parents. Your kid can have a great education anywhere as long as you value education and you're involved as a parent. It doesn't matter where the education comes from.
The village raises the child.
Ooh, that's part of why I homeschool. I saw the village and I didn't want it raising my child.
I know, right? But it is a group effort. It's some type of group effort.
Definitely. If you're in a good area. You can't do it in isolation.
Like we're saying, we're being very direct about the ideas, but that doesn't mean like everything in public school is bad. Like I think kids that are going to private school should try public school for 1 year just to know what the difference is. This is
my children have never stepped foot in a school.
Wow.
And they don't want that. They didn't want to. My son was the only one of my kids that wanted to go to school. And I found out when he was very small that the reason he wanted to go to school is he wanted to ride the school bus. That was it. As soon as I was able to let him ride a school bus, which we did when we went on a trip to the zoo, they had school buses as shuttles. And I said, okay, honey, that was a school bus. And he's like, oh, that's it.
Motivation said, comes in all forms.
Yeah. Do you still want to go to school? Nope. So.
Great. Yeah. 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 Brilliant. So, yeah. So there's different things that motivate us. But like I said, I am seeing that trend online with the US, UK, and different countries, as well as in China. I'm seeing certain trends in the way people act as they become leaders in different things. And now I'm equating a lot of it to the school. Here, the parents forget it. 90% of the parents push the kids past the test, get high scores. That's all they care about.
I could not care less about academics.
They don't realize that's not learning. Yeah.
My vision of homeschool success I have 10 things on there and not a single one of them has anything to do with grades.
Yeah. Yeah. This is just a way to figure out where they're at and how you can do better at reaching them. Tests were designed for us to figure out that we're doing, how we're doing, how much have we learned? And then you can go back and teach something. If a lot of the kids haven't learned enough, this is the way it should be. The tests are to gauge where the kids are in a bigger class and say, wow, there's 10 kids that don't know this. So I need to bring them up to speed. And then maybe we need to review or this or that. But now tests are like the end all be all. Just a quick thing real quick, I'll tell you. I went to John Hopkins University and I did 3 courses. I signed up for 1 because I wanted it because I thought I could use it for research. And then I signed up for the other 2. I took them completely out of order. I got 40% on the courses. I did not pass, but I did not understand anything. 1 thing, I took them out of order. 2, I didn't have somebody I could ask to get that couple things I didn't understand. It's not that easy doing it online. And then I passed all the tests. So can you imagine if I'm in university, I pass all the tests and then I get a little bit of information. That means I could pass somehow, because I could do, you know, give me some grade for being there and trying. Guess what? But I know nothing. I mean, I kind of know something, but not what I need to know. So this shows you how education works. And since then, I've always been the advocate about things like that. So Miss Becky, I want to thank you very much for having me on. Thank you. I'll talk to you later. I'll send you a copy of the video. And
sounds great.
People were going to post it on Facebook in 30 minutes. Not that you can hear me now. and then next week, I'll probably put it on the podcast within a week.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. And bye, guys. The video's coming up next.